In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. From the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. The glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God. The only God, the Son, that is, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known. Grace, peace, and joy to you this Christmas day in Jesus, in whom we see God's salvation. The day dawned. The Christ had been born. The Savior was known and made known to humble Mary and Joseph, to shepherds, to peasants, to the citizens of Bethlehem. Christmas has a very earthy flavor to it, doesn't it? The smell, the sounds, the appearance of field and flocks, the manger and the cave and the stable. But that day on Christmas, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, we see in a person God's salvation. We briefly consider how we see the salvation of our God, how we see the only Son from the Father, and see the radiance of the glory of God in the person of Christ. And seeing the salvation of God, then we can have joy in our hearts. Everyone is trying to find God's salvation, looking on their own, trying to find it here or there. Everyone tries to find joy at this time of year. They look for it here and they look for it there. But have you ever noticed that if we try to find God's salvation apart from Christ, we never find it? Have you noticed when you try to find joy without the person of Christ, you never find it? If you're going to find joy in everything going well at Christmas, it never does. The Christmas cookies get burned, the lights burn out, one of your family can't come who you thought was going to come. There's no such thing as a perfect Christmas with your family. And also, when people try to find God's salvation apart from Christ, they concoct man-made religions and forget that salvation is not something that we find. Salvation is something that God has revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. For a moment, therefore, let's consider how we see the salvation of our God, as Isaiah says to us. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. And as Micah said, you Bethlehem, from you shall come forth that ruler, the people of Israel, and he shall be their peace. We see the salvation of God in the person of Christ. And the reason we have comfort and redemption and have joy and peace and good news is because Isaiah and Micah and the prophets tell us that the salvation of God has come in the person of Christ, who is the seed of the woman promised in Genesis to come crush the head of the serpent. By dying, he would destroy death. From the moment of Jesus' birth, he was destined to die, to be crucified, and raised from the dead. We see the salvation of God in this baby in a manger proclaimed by shepherds and angels. We see the salvation of God in Jesus' three-year ministry of preaching and teaching and miracles. And we especially see the salvation of God in Christ nailed to the cross for our justification, risen from the dead, ascended to the right hand of God, and returning in glory, as we just confessed in the Nicene Creed. In Jesus, we see the salvation of our God. Secondly, according to St. John, In Jesus we see the only Son from the Father. John chapter 1 is, to me, one of the most amazing scriptural chapters in the Scripture, in the Bible. And it's amazing when it's read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. If we want to know God the Father, John is writing, we can only know God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. He was with God the Father and the Holy Spirit in eternity. All things were made through Him. He is the Word by which God created in Genesis. Let there be light. As the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created all things, created the first light. And Christ is the only way to God the Father because He's the only one who has come from the Father. The world doesn't recognize this. The world, in unbelief, lives in darkness, trying to find God on their own terms. They never do. But when Christ became flesh and dwelt among us humankind, mankind, we have seen the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And the glory of God was seen in His humility and in His humanity, the Jesus that would hold the small children in His arms, that would enable Peter to have a catch of fish, that would touch the poor leper so that the leprosy would go away, and put mud on a man's eyes so that he could see. Jesus is of the stuff of this life, the earth, the water, the light. And this Lord Jesus Christ, in Him we have life and grace and truth. Only through Jesus can we see God the Father. Rejoice today that through faith in His name, you know God the Father. And lastly, we also see the radiance of the glory of God in the face of Christ. This Lord Jesus Christ, who Paul said in the epistle to Titus, is for us our justification, the appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The radiance of the glory of God that shines through Christ has come to us in the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit of holy baptism. The radiance of the glory of God has come to you. How can that be? When water and word touched you in baptism, God said, "You are now one of my sons." When you hear the word of absolution that says, "I forgive you your sins," you are brought back into God's family. And when you share the family meal of Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, you are seeing the radiance of God's love through the flesh and blood of Christ. This Lord Jesus Christ, who sits at God's right hand, is not stuck up in heaven somewhere. He fulfilled the righteousness of God in our place. In Him we are justified and declared innocent, because He is our high priest and intercessor. And at the throne of God, when He ascended, He now fills the entire universe with His presence, so that when we gather in His name, He is there. When we are baptized, He is there. When we hear absolution, He is with us. When we receive Holy Communion, He is there. He's not far away. He is Emmanuel, God with us, in word and sacrament. In this life, we don't try to find God's salvation. We let God reveal it to us in the person of Christ. And we believe. That's why we're here this joyous Christmas day. And in the world, we don't find joy. Things just never work out as we planned. but when we look outside of ourselves to Christ, there we find joy that knows no end, that no one can take away from us. In Jesus, may you today see God's salvation, and in Jesus, may you be filled with the joy that only Jesus Christ can put into our hearts. God grant us that joy. Amen. May the peace and the joy that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.